Yes, it's finally arrived. I think you know how excited I am about this one. The Warriors mine is out today. This has just landed on my mat. Oh, there's nothing quite like the feeling of seeing your book land on the mat, coming upstairs to the office and opening it and seeing it there in all its glory. It's amazing. This is how scary it is, right? I wrote this book. How many pages have we got? It's a lot of pages. I wrote it, and if you've been following me, you know it's taken over 8 years to do. This is quite emotional. 365, 373 pages, I think it's got. It's got a lot. And I haven't seen it. It's got typos in it because I haven't used a ghostwriter. I haven't used even a proofreader this time. I did with the Get the Drive. Thanks, Peter. But I didn't have time to do it this time because I wanted to get it out. I couldn't wait for anyone else to view it again. So I wrote everything. My heart is in this big time. It's all I know about training drivers mentally to allow them to thrive in such an environment. Because the warrior's mind, basically, if you are a warrior, a true champion, but a warrior, somebody who is in a dangerous environment and you need to compete in that environment, you need to be mentally resourceful, be at your best. And you know that every decision can either lead to your career going down the pan or even injury or worse. To beat that kind of person that can thrive in that situation, it takes very specific mental skills, just like a UFC fighter would, just like someone on a battlefield, just like a race driver or a MotoGP rider, anyone, you know, fighter pilot. You need specific skills, and that's what's in this book. So I wanted to do a book review on my own book. How much ego have I got? But I haven't. I'm going to give it a grilling, actually. I'm going to look at it and give it my opinion. And then I'm going to run through very quickly what's inside the book. Because then you know what to expect and what it majors on. So first off, my first impression of this, it could have been better. I mean, it looks nice, right? On there, you see that little mark? I don't know what that mark is. The grass effect that we had here that Chris Beck did, beautiful effect, hasn't really shown up. The helmet's lost a little bit at the front there, so I'm not too impressed with that, to be fair. Thanks, Amazon. Now, the way it works is you make a book, you write it out, you format it, you make it all fit with the margins. It takes forever. You chapter it and all this, and you get somebody or you design your own book cover. And then you upload it, and it's for sale. Self-publishing. The problem is, you put it up for sale, and you don't get to see it until everyone else does. So I ordered this first thing. I noticed that it came on Amazon a bit early, yesterday, Sunday, the day before launch. Or was that Saturday, actually? And I ordered it, so I think I'm the first person in the world to get it. But I still had to buy this, by the way. I had to pay the £12 to buy this in the first place, which is absolutely crazy. But that's the way it works now in the publishing world. If you don't get published by somebody, but I couldn't be bothered to wait for that because I was 6 months away by the time they did it. So I wanted to get it out, which means there's typos in this, which means Enzo, who's not, I am good at English, but I'm not the best in the world. And because I'm so passionate, I was writing on this very keyboard at about 1,000 mile an hour, bang, 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 because I write when I'm in the rhythm, in the flow, and you get it out and the spelling mistakes everywhere. Then you change things. So you're going to find a few typos in there, and I've uploaded the manuscript for this about 5 times. I even did it Sunday night, hoping that it would be the latest version. I think I'm on version 5 or 6 now of the manuscript, and I'm recording the audiobook of it. And as I'm recording the audiobook, I can see more typos, so then I have to upload it again. So just expect it not to be too pretty, but what is in there, the information that's in there, that's the most important thing. So I want you to take it on. So yeah, I mean, the edges are a little bit worn already. So the quality is not exactly what I wanted, but it's still good. It still looks nice and pretty to start with. After you've bent it and gone around, you know, read it, hopefully, and made your notes, and it might look a bit shabby. But apart from that, I'd give that a 6 out of 10. I love the design, by the way, Chris Beck. Thank you. Right, once you go inside, I want to just explain quickly on the overall design of it and how it's designed, should I say, how it's laid out. Now, it's 4 parts. The first part is what I call the Warrior's Mind philosophy. That's where I bring in and I teach you exactly the philosophy of why a warrior's mind is so important for a race driver. and how now is the opportunity. Because you look out there now, right? You go out there into the paddock and you see what most drivers are like. And you can hear them out having excuses about why they didn't do well in qualifying, and they're just protecting their ego. And that's the kind of industry we're in right now. So if you come with a warrior's mind to this industry, to the motorsport now, and you have that work ethic, you have the way of just the way you operate mimics a warrior, you're going to destroy everybody. That's your belief system. That's how your mental model, how we need to actually reprogram it to be that kind of driver. It's like an old school driver, really. It's bringing the old school driver back to now. And if you've got driving skill along with this, man, you're going to eat them alive. It'll be a blood fest. So that's the first part. I do the philosophy, and this is what we're going to talk about, and this is how we do it. So that lays the foundation. Then we go into what I call the destiny mirror, which you've probably heard me talk about, where we take a real deep look at you. And we look at your past, and we look at what you want in the future. And we pretty much map out the game as it is. And then I hit home really hard what that means, how to go from where you are right now to your North Star, what that's going to take. And we do a bit of a self-assessment on you. So that's the second part. Then the third part of the book, that's where we create the matrix, the actual mental model of a warrior, to give you the fundamentals. So we're now building a different mind, a frame, from which we can then add specific mental tools on. But you need an outlook that does mimic a warrior and gives you their kind of perception on life. Really important. So when we're building your matrix, there's six parts to it. The first part is we do the values. Then we go over the rules you've got inside you. Then the beliefs and your knowledge. We deal with your past and the influences in your life. And then mastering your emotions. So all of that is in the third part of the book. And that's pretty much the most important part of the book. If you only did that, perfect. You will already have reprogrammed your mind. And you'll be ready, like a warrior would, to get out there and slaughter your competition. Then the fourth part, which is called On the Battlefield, that's where we talk about specific things that drivers struggle with. So once you've got your frame, you are now looking at the world like a warrior would. You have installed the beliefs that you need. Your values, your compass is set in a certain way. You can then add specific mental skills for the different challenges that you face. So just to run you through them, the first one is how to be a leader. Because as a driver, you've got to be a leader. You've got to lead your team, your career, your success team, which is like your management and your coach and your fitness trainer. You are the CEO of your company. So you must have leadership skills just like a warrior would on the battlefield. There's lots of military references in here. Okay, priming your warrior mind. That is you switching on your mind every day, coming up with this priming technique that I've used. And if you follow me, you kind of know what that is. And it sets you up so you make sure that you're switched on every day. So when you've got jobs to do, you know how to prime your mind in the first 5-10 minutes so you're ready to go. So you wake up that warrior every day. You don't just roll into work or school or at the track. No, you make sure you're switched on like a warrior would. If you're going to fight, you better make sure you're ready. And that's what you're doing every day, not just when you're at the track. Then after that, it's preparing for a race event. Running you through how I prepare a driver for a race event, or the mentally how to prepare. Great techniques in there. Visualization is another thing we hit. So it's teaching you how to visualize and how to visualize in the best way. Then we talk about and teach mental skills around handling fear and nerves. Performance anxiety. Just getting nervous before you get into a race and how to handle that and how to channel that energy that you have in them moments to make sure that you are on fire in a race. Then how to perform in qualifying. Some great tips there, which we use in F1, we use everywhere, okay? So this is really good stuff. Mindset for the races. So a lot of drivers come to me or to other people that coach in this area. Concentration, I wanna concentrate more and keep my focus in a race. That's what that chapter is about. Handling teammates. Jealousy, handling criticism, all these things are covered, and getting back on the horse. And then I've got another mental technique there called the identity split. This is everything. If you approach this with, okay, I'm going to do the first three parts because that's pure mastery of me. The first three parts of the book are going to be me mastering myself and getting the foundations of framework there for my matrix to work as it needs to, my warrior matrix. And then after that, part four, you can use as a menu to say, right, I need to improve just my qualifying. You can go straight to that chapter. So it's in two parts, or two different ways of looking at it. Master it all, or just go to certain parts after you've done the foundations. But really, I am going to use this as my Bible. It's the way I see the world, and it's what I operate from in terms of as a coach. And the drivers that have used this are, you know, the names that have used this are pretty impressive. The techniques that are in here. Everything's been used from what's worked. I've tested it over the last two decades. All these things that are in here, nothing has not worked, if that makes sense. Everything in here has worked. And it's worked from karting to F1, to IndyCar, to DTM. It's all worked. And it actually works in business, all this stuff as well. So whatever you learn here can be applied to anything you do in life. It's you being the person and learning to have the mental skills of the person you need to be to get the goals that you've got in racing or anything. I'm jazzed about it. It's here. I'm going to sit and read it. I'm currently just recording it now, so it'll be on audio, but probably however long Audible take to publish it, but probably by May. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Thanks, everybody, and I'll speak to you soon.